We're back in Hawaii this week for a look at some of the island's history, but also for the December 7th anniversary at Pearl Harbor. Remember, you can always listen to your favorite broadcasts online at AmericanCountryside.com, and you can get exclusive behind-the-scenes info by following us on Facebook. The American Countryside returns after this. Chris Faya says Captain Cook first came to the Hawaiian island of Kauai in 1878.
Each island was sovereign unto itself, but there was a civil war going on at the time. Chiefs from the Big Island and Maui were battling each other. The Kauai chiefs were aligned with the Maui chiefs, and they were providing the food and all of that sort of thing.
Cook had no idea there was a war between islands taking place.
One of the things Cook's voyages were so important is because of having access to the chronometer, he was able to actually pinpoint exactly where things were in the Pacific. The discovery of Hawaii in the middle of the Pacific was very significant for ship traffic.
Many nations came here to trade with those on Kauai.
The Russians were actually up collecting their own furs up in what's now Alaska. They were actually looking for a place to grow crops. The seasons are too short up there. So they were actually starving and, you know, having all kinds of malnutrition issues. Someone was sent down here to basically see about trying to find some farmland so they can grow some crops.
Visitors are often surprised to find Russian fortifications on Hawaii. Kauai's leader asked the Russians expedition foreman to provide structures to protect his native peoples from Kamehameha, the leader of most of the rest of the Hawaiian Islands.
He built actually two earthen forts, small forts. Kaumualii commissioned these Russians to build a stone fort, which is the only one the Russian-American company ever built.
The Russian stone fort remains a symbol of the varied groups who made their home in Hawaii on their voyages across the Pacific. Traveling the countryside on the island of Kauai, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.